Joe Biden refuses to take questions from press on son's legal troubles. By Harris Alic on December 14, 2020. President-elect Joe Biden is still refusing to discuss the ethical cloud swirling around his family, particularly his youngest son, Hunter. Biden, who is set to take the oath of office next month, delivered a national address on Monday in response to the Electoral College certifying his victory over President Donald Trump. After his remarks, which centered largely on the need for America to move past the 2020 contest, Biden was asked by the press about recent revelations that the Department of Justice had opened at least two investigations into his son's business dealings. Despite the issue dominating the news cycle in recent days, the president-elect refused to comment on the situation. Instead, Biden cheekily thanked the reporter asking the question. "Thanks for the congratulations, appreciate it," the president-elect said before walking off the stage. Biden's demur on the topic comes after his son, Hunter, admitted last week that the United States attorney from the District of Delaware had opened an investigation into his tax affairs. Although the exact nature of the Delaware probe remains unclear, its public acknowledgement comes more than a month after Fox News reported that Hunter Biden's laptop had been seized by the Federal Bureau of Investigation as part of a money laundering probe. The Delaware U.S. Attorney's investigation is not the only one that has come to light in recent days. Last week, The New York Times reported that the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania opened a probe into Hunter Biden's ties to the Ukrainian natural gas giant, Burisma Holdings. On the same day that The Times published its story, NBC News reported that Hunter Biden's work for Burisma had netted him $400,000 in 2014 alone. As Breitbart News has previously reported, Hunter Biden joined Burisma's board of directors in April 2014, shortly after his father was tapped to be the Obama administration's point man on Ukraine. Despite having no background in either Eastern Europe or the energy industry, Hunter Biden was paid as much as $83,000 per month for his services. The revelations of the dual DOJ investigations into Hunter Biden have spurred congressional Republicans to call for the appointment of a special prosecutor.